Hundreds of American Indians marched on the Capitol today. They are part of the Longest Walk, a 3,000-mile march from west to east coast. And they are protesting what they call anti-Indian sentiment in Congress. Karen Chagrew of station WAMU was there as the Indians arrived.
We are the original people of this country. We are the living evidence of the Western Hemisphere. The original people of this country here has walked many thousand miles to make this possible. And at this time, we're going to show you, the world, that we are religious people.
That Ojibwe Indian traveling song and prayer by medicine man Philip Deer welcomed about 1,000 American Indians to Washington this afternoon. They made up the last leg of the Longest Walk, a 2,700-mile journey. It began February 11th with 25 Indians representing a coalition of Western tribes setting out from Alcatraz Island in San Francisco Bay. A sacred peace pipe was carried from start to finish. Hundreds joined the original walkers along the way for shorter walks. Roger and Pat Duncan, their 5 children and 3 grandchildren, all members of the Yuki tribe in Oregon, made the entire trip.
What was the most memorable part for you?
Oh, when the weather started changing, I guess.
We came over the Rockies. That was quite a change because the weather on the other side was freezing. And as soon as we came over the Rockies on this side, it was about 30 degrees warmer.
That was a welcome change.
It sure was welcome. Because all you could see is snow, and then we cut on this side and we could see the green.
Hardly anybody knew about the walk, and the towns we came through didn't know how to react to us. And then as we came, the further we came, the people got more and more friendly. We got more donations and more help. Word spread ahead of us that we were coming and got better.
Organizers say the aim of the walk was to show Americans, many of whom have never come face to face with an Indian before, what Native Americans are like, how they live, and what they believe in. No alcohol, drugs, or firearms were allowed among the marchers. The walk ended in Washington, organizers say, because of several bills being considered in Congress. The American Indians say those bills will take away their remaining water and land rights. One of the walk's organizers, Clyde Bellacourt, told a rally in a park 10 blocks north of the White House that the Indians did not come to smoke the peace pipe with the white man.
We want you to know that we are attempting to call attention to and to gain your support and turning back the anti-Indian attitude, the anti-Indian legislation, the John Wayne frontier mentality that exists among the media today in their reporting. We are asking you to help us to stop these genocidal practices that are taking place against my people. We come here to D.C. to educate the world that our culture is very much alive. Even though in 1890 the federal government saw fit to outlaw it by Congress, our religion and our way of life has survived all this time. We want you to know that our strength is back. The spiritual power that our grandfather said would come back is here among us today.
Clyde Bellacourt speaking to American Indian members of the Longest Walk. Most of the demonstrators are camping in a national park outside the city of Washington, but the marchers have set up 50 teepees near the Washington Monument, where the religious leaders and elders will live while here in the city. This is Karen Chagrew in Washington for National Public Radio.